We have on the line today Yudhamanyu Prabhu's Seva Vikram, who recently arrived in Calcutta from Thailand. He's from our Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Seva Ashram in San Jose, and he's a teacher of English to foreign students. His good wife, Jivana Devidasi, met with Yudhamanyu Prabhu in Bangkok, and they came together to Calcutta. Yudhamanyu Prabhu is a teacher of English, and he's just completed his first semester teaching English to Chinese students. Yudhamanyu Prabhu, is this the first time you've had close association with the Chinese community?
Yes, it was my first time, and I had gotten an invitation from a university to teach in the English department, so I was teaching English as a second language in San Jose and helping out at the temple there, and I got a leave of absence from my school in America, and so I took the opportunity to go to China.
How did you find the Chinese people?
Unbelievably helpful. As a matter of fact, the very first day of school was Radhastami, and I had introduced myself to the students in the class, and I was walking towards the elevator, and I said to them, today is a very special day in my religion, and I'm going back to my apartment to do some cooking and a special observation. And around 9 of the students said, oh, can we help you? And they all came over and helped on Radhastami, which was gives you an indication of their mood. Unbelievable.
Did you find them to be religious by nature?
Well, I find that they don't know much about religion, but I find them receptive and having an open slate, so to speak, or a clean slate in their conception of religious belief. They're open to hearing about religion and about God and about the soul.
Are they already familiar with Buddhism?
They have some idea of Buddhism, and there are a lot of temples dedicated to Buddha, and they go and pray to Buddha, usually for good luck. But how deeply embedded or involved they are in the religious aspects or the Siddhanta of Buddhism, I doubt it's very deep.
Yudhamanyu Prabhu, you have experience in South Africa and in America. But what struck you as particularly different about the Chinese community in the East?
Well, the number one thing I would say, what we were just speaking about, and that is their lack of experience about religious conception and their simplicity and lack of any religious background information or knowledge. Sort of, like I say, a clean slate, sort of don't have any idea about God, don't want to think about God right now. Their main focus in life is economic development, getting an education, getting a good job, and making it materially. As everyone is throughout the world, but at least in America and South Africa, the other places that I've been, there's been some religious, cultural background in our life, which I don't see so much in China.
You produced the book Home Comfort in the Chinese language. How was this accepted by the people that you met?
They love it. Of course, I've given them to the ones who are interested, and the response has been very favorable. They love it. They think it's a very deep book, and they said that it made them think about spiritual things for the first time in their life.
We heard that your students did an Indian dance and that they chanted the Maha Mantra in an assembly.
Here's what happened. They did the dance. See, they were in a competition for the end of the semester. Groups of students compete. Who's going to do the main ceremony? You know, who's going to be on stage for the students? See, there's like 30,000 students in the school. So we were competing, and I ran out and got these, rented these outfits. So there's so many groups competing, but there happened to have been another dance group of Chinese girls doing Indian dance. And they were professionally dressed, did a professional job, the music, all their Indian motions and everything. And so we lost the competition. We were still able to do kirtan in front of about several hundred students and faculty who were judging the competition. But they lost to the Chinese girls who did the Indian dance. So they weren't able to do the kirtan in to the full school, you know, to the 30,000 students in the stadium. But at least the holy name was chanted congregationally in China. It was a very special occasion. It was disappointing we lost. There was no way we could have beaten up those Chinese girls doing the Indian dance. It just attracted the judges more than our performance, unfortunately.
Would you like to go back to teach in the Chinese community again?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm going back for the next semester in about 2 weeks' time.
Here in Navadvip, of course, we've also been in separation from His Divine Grace Srila Govinda Maharaj since a couple of weeks after his Sri Vyasa Puja. So please tell us, what is your first impression on meeting with His Divine Grace there in Calcutta?
Of course, it's beautiful to see Srila Gurudev and to be in his presence and to see and hear his words. Just to be around him is fantastic. It gives you a new life. I've been 4 months in China with no association, and then to go from absolutely no association to association with a pure devotee, of course, is unbelievable mercy.
Everyone is always concerned for Srila Govinda Maharaj's health. What kind of health is he showing at this time?
Well, yesterday he went to the doctor, and the report that he gave us from that visit was very positive and very bright. Gurudev's health is improving, and it doesn't appear to be any serious signs of severe illness or anything in his health.
And Prabhu, can you just let us know who else is there with you now, with Srila Gurudev in Calcutta?
Well, many from our temple in San Jose and Soquel are here. I actually feel quite at home. There's so many families and devotees that have come early from America. It's very enlivening and inspiring.
Is there anything that you would like to say to those listening today?
I hope everyone has a great Gaur Purnima festival that's coming up in March. And I just offer my obeisances to all the devotees around the world.
So Yudhamanyu Prabhu, many thanks for talking with us today and for sharing your recent experiences with all of us here and also with all of those listening in on the internet.
I feel very honored to have had this opportunity.